Hello, and welcome back to I See, You See, We See, a podcast about the varied perspectives between parents and their kids. I'm Miley, the kid.
And I'm Tara, the mom.
And today, we are going to be discussing...
Psych! Psych.
Yeah.
I know, you know, that I'm not telling the truth. Yes, sing it with me.
Nope.
All right, well, today, the second Psych movie... Lassie Come Home was released on the new Peacock streaming service.
And we watched it.
Couldn't contain ourselves. We had to watch it. And I guess it helped that my work computer was being dumb because I couldn't work. So why not watch it? Because Psych is one of our favorite shows to watch together.
It's probably your favorite all-time TV show ever.
I don't know about that, but it's one of my favorite to watch. And
Miss, I rewatch it every single day of my life.
I don't watch it every day. Sometimes if I want to have something on in the background that I can laugh to, that I can visualize.
So every day?
No, shut up. I have it on in the background because I can visualize when they're talking and it still makes me laugh out loud. So yeah, so for anyone who doesn't know about Psych.
It's one of the most underrated TV shows there is.
Yeah, but the fans were dedicated.
Yeah, I feel like not a lot of people, like, I feel like it's The Office, like, not The Office, it's not The Office.
No, it's not The Office.
What I'm saying is that it's, The Office is, like, overrated, you know, everybody knows The Office. Everybody should know Psych.
Everyone should know Psych. So, just a little background on Psych. The TV series ran from 2006 to 2014, 121 episodes, and it was on the USA Network. So, actually, I had seen commercials for it when it initially came out because it came out the year before you were born. Mm. And it was my dad, your grandpa, that mentioned it to me. He was like, oh, have you seen this? It's really funny. You should watch it. So I don't remember when I actually started watching it. It actually not that many years ago. And when you got, when did you start watching it?
I think I was 10. I was 10.
10. And I started letting you watch it because I knew... There were certain episodes, you know, most stuff is actually, it's rated TV PG, so it's actually pretty family friendly. There's a couple handful of snippets of episodes that I'm like, nah, let's, you know, fast forward.
Gory stuff, which I was mature enough to handle, like, the gory stuff.
And there's
stuff.
Actually not even much gory. There's a couple episodes that, you know, they took
Shark
things
bite.
They took things up a notch. But overall... It's not like it was a CSI show where it showed a lot of, like, disturbing...
Or, like, Grey's Anatomy.
Or, right. Yeah, that's, like, highly inappropriate for someone, you know, your age. And...
It's a very good show.
It's excellent. That's it. It's just good.
It's hilarious.
Hilarious.
And good.
And pretty much family fun. And, you know, I would say 10 might be the threshold, you know, PG, you know. Parental guidance. So I would say parents, watch it first. You'll be laughing your booty off and then, you know, see if you can get your kids to watch because it's flipping hilarious.
So two main characters.
In addition to the series, they also did a Psych the Musical, which was like a bonus episode or was longer than
a
regular episode.
It was one of the episode. Last episodes, I think. It was in like season 5 or 6.
Yeah, which...
It's been running for eight seasons. There was 8 seasons.
So yeah, it... and then there was also... Psych the Movie that came out on the USA Network. And then Psych the Movie Lassie Come Home, the one that just came out today.
We were
dying to see it because it... These characters are so great, and they're hilarious. Speaking of the characters, okay, go, Miley, you.
It stars two grown men named Sean.
I wish you do grown men in air quotes, because they're like men boys, yeah.
Their names are Sean, who is the main character.
And that's played by James Rodé Rodriguez.
Uh-huh, and... Gus, which is played by Dulé Hill.
Yes.
They have been best friends since they were little, and Sean is a psychic.
Detective.
And
so it's a crime solving show, but a lot of comedy. And there's also Maggie Lawson, who plays Juliet O'Hara, and Timothy Ombudsman. And I think I butchered his name and I feel bad. Who plays Carlton Lassiter, and Corbin Bernstein, who's been around for years, who plays Sean's dad, and Kirsten Nelson, Kirsten Nelson, who plays Chief Karen Vick. That's Timothy Amundsen, who plays Carlton Lassiter. So he's actually the focus of this newest movie. And it was really cool, I thought, how they brought in some of his personal story as having had a major stroke.
In real life.
Yeah. His real life. You know, he had a major stroke in real life, and that they pulled that into this second movie, which I thought was really great. And it was really great how they did it. And I was reading some articles about how they, you know, tried to make him feel really good and comfortable in it, because he couldn't do the first movie. I mean, there's a teeny tiny snippet where he was in the first movie, but it was like via an iPad, you know, video chat type of thing. Otherwise he wasn't in that first movie because he had that stroke.
Which was in 2018, right?
I think so.
Yes.
So yeah, epic TV series, and it just makes you smile and laugh. And it's funny because Dulé Hill, he's been doing acting for a long time. He's been an actor for a long time. He was on The West Wing, which unfortunately is still on my watch list. And he's been in lots of stuff throughout the years. But my God, is he a comedic genius?
He is so funny.
I mean,
his facial expressions are if you're having a bad day, literally just watch like a tape of his facial expressions.
A reel, that's
because,
it.
Because like all you need is like just look up Dulé Hill facial expressions if you're having a bad day, and you'll just get like a video of all his. They're amazing. I love them
so much. So good. Comic gold.
One of the things that are also very good, and here's a question actually for you, Mom.
Yes.
So they have a lot of memorable quotes.
Oh.
From
such a quotable series. If you're like us, you're constantly quoting movies and TV. And actually, it's funny because we did that growing up, and it'd be a game in our house. It'd be like, name that movie, or name that actor.
So the question is, what is your favorite quote? One of them.
Well, I think my favorite quotable is "Suck it."
Do you want to do it?
Which is funny because I would say that, you know, in jest to like my sisters and stuff when they were being punks, I tell them, and then when this show came, I was like, oh my God, it's my show. But they take it to a whole nother extra funny level because they say, suck it, come on, son. And they sing it to each other, and it's just... You have to watch it. If you have not seen Psych, you have not lived. And you can watch it on... Once upon a time, it was on Netflix, but it's currently on...
Peacock.
It is on the Peacock. It's still on Amazon Prime, as far as I know. Although, of course, the one window of time when it wasn't on Netflix, when it wasn't on Amazon Prime, when it wasn't on any kind of service that I was already paying for, yeah, I bought all the seasons because I was like, no!
I think we're getting our money's worth, though.
We've totally gotten our money's worth because, seriously, watching it a lot. Actually, I was watching it recently. I even have it to go to sleep sometimes. I'll just have it in the background. Just, you know, Sean and Gus.
That's funny.
Lulling me to
That's
sleep.
Funny.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
But it's so good. And, yeah, it just...
You've said that, I think, a million
times. I can't say that enough, that how good it is. So
who's the director?
One of the creator, Franks. Ken Franks or no? I feel bad not knowing the name offhand.
Steve Franks.
Thank you. He's the creator, and he directed, of course, lots of the episodes, another thing about the series and. Another reason I think it was so epic was that they were able to get so many amazing guest stars throughout the entirety of the series.
Yes.
So the character Sean, and I think actually James and the creator Steve Franks also have this affinity for the 80s in particular. So they had so many, not just from the 80s, stars from the 80s, they had Molly Ringwald. They had Ally Sheedy. They had Judd Nelson. I thought they were going to be able to get, you know, it would have been funny to get Emilio Estevez.
Who is?
Who is from, so remember that episode where he references the Breakfast Club a lot? Mm-hmm. So those were the actors, Molly Ringwald, Ally Sheedy, Emilio Estevez, Judd Nelson,
yep, yep,
and Anthony Hall. Those were the actors in that movie. And it was so cool because every time a new episode came up that had one of those actors, I was like, oh my God, yes, they're eventually going to get Emilio Estevez. And they didn't.
Aww. I'm sorry.
I know.
Who was your favorite guest star that they ever had?
That's hard because there's so many good ones. Even in the newest movie, Sarah Chalke and the guy, I feel bad that I don't know his, well, the guy who plays the character of Mary, but also the guy who plays Dr. Herschel in the current movie. He was in The West Wing with Dulé Hill. And I can't think of his name offhand and can't search the internet fast enough. So,
Well, my favorite guest star, in case you were wondering.
Oh, yes. Miley, who's your favorite guest star?
Was, is it Ally Sheedy? Sheila Yin?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's mine. She is very weird, and I love it.
Yeah, she is actually in one, two, at least three episodes. Yeah.
One fun thing about Psych is they had a reoccurring thing in season, I think it was 4, 5, and 6, if I'm not mistaken.
The season finale was
for 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah, was, they were all tied together. So,
which was really, I like that they did that because those are probably some of my favorite episodes.
Yeah, and that actually ties to the first movie.
Yes,
and Psych the musical.
Very cool. Yeah, it's very cool.
And yes,
because they're the sure yin and yang episodes. Which,
gosh, who else did they have? They had Mina Suvari. They had, she was the one who played Allison.
Oh. You would understand.
Oh, Zachary Levi was in the first movie.
Yes. Yes. We, if you've seen our previous episodes, you know we love Zachary Levi.
Yes. Oh, yes. Our Tangled episode. Oh, my goodness. There's so much good stuff. And it's hard not to say, just to literally, I mean, we could have a discussion about each episode because, well, I don't want to give away stuff. Oh, my gosh. They have, I just want to keep talking about the guest stars they had.
Okay, go ahead.
Because they had so many. And then Mekhi Phifer was in a couple episodes.
Michelle
Phifer? No, Mekhi Phifer.
Is that her?
No, no. Michelle Phifer is a different, is an actress.
Oh.
Mekhi Phifer is a guy who was in the Black Cappella. Or Quarter Black, you know, in the second time they sang.
Oh, yeah. They sing quite a bit in the show, and it's very funny.
Oh, and Dulé taps.
Oh, yeah. He's a tap dancer. That is so cool. And something cool about the movies also.
Yeah.
This is just kind of random. It's about Dulé, so it's not that random. But his wife.
Oh,
in
yes.
In real life plays his girlfriend. Oh, yeah.
That's okay. Okay. I think that's pretty well known, at least if you've read any articles.
In
yeah.
the movies.
Yeah, in the first and second movie, Dulé Hill's wife is in those, which is really super cute. It's yeah. so cute. But who else is a guest star? John Cena has been was a guest star.
Yeah, multiple times. Twice.
Twice.
Oh,
yes.
What? Oh shoot. What's his name? British guy. Mayor in Stranger Things.
Yes.
Come on.
Cary Elwes.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. He's Princess Bride. You still haven't seen that, have you? Yeah, that's another thing we got to get you to watch, and we got to riff about on our podcast because that's a classic.
Well, what's his name in the show? Shoot.
Despero.
Despero. Yes. He makes multiple appearances in episodes, too, that kind of, like, tie together.
Rachel Lee Cook.
It's cool.
Do you know, even know who she is?
No, I was talking about...
Oh, Cary Elwes?
Yes.
So, obviously, tons and tons and tons of guest stars from the beginning, and you know, I've read articles and watched interviews from the actors and the creators talking about it was just kind of a dream job to be able to have all these, and gosh, why wouldn't it be? Talk about a dream job. You get to, you know, basically have fun, you know, with the the content of the show, and then also you get to have all these cool guest stars. I mean,
that's fun.
My goodness, meet hello.
People that you, like, idolize.
Yes,
that'd be fun.
That'd be fun. Yes, yes, it would be.
But yeah, this show is so underrated. Like I've said before.
Yeah, we literally try to convince anyone, any of our friends we talk to who are like, oh, what should I watch? You know, I'm Psych. We're like, watch Psych, watch Psych, watch Psych.
Do you
because
know one thing?
It's amazing.
Do you think we should talk about the plot more? Like how Sean is a psychic?
Well, I think we should do that, but let's take a pause and we'll be back. And we're back.
Hi.
You're such a dork. Okay, so going back to kind of the beginning of Psych and what it's all about. So the gist of, as Miley was saying, it's these two best friends and they've known each other since they were little kids. And the relationship between Sean and his dad is kind of what created Sean to be a psychic.
Because his dad was a former police officer.
Exactly. And so one kind of cool thing that they did in a lot of the episodes.
They did it in every episode up until season 7.
Wow. You know more than me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So up through season 7.
I think. It's either season 6 or season 7. I try to do my research. I have a lot of shows in my head.
So. So tell us, what's the specialness?
Basically, every episode at the beginning, they have a flashback to Sean's childhood, usually involving Gus in it.
Often there's Gus in it, but sometimes not.
Sometimes it's just Sean. So basically, it has a beginning flashback. It's something with Sean and his dad, and sometimes Gus. Something happens.
There's some kind of life lesson.
Teaches him a life lesson, and that ties to what is going to happen later on in the episode, where Sean is going to have to use that life lesson again.
Exactly.
Which is very cool, and I don't think I've seen it done ever before. Like, in that specific, like,
yeah, because, well, initially, Henry, Sean's dad, was trying to basically teach him how to be a good cop. Because he's very proud of being a cop. Always thought Sean would follow in his footsteps and be a cop. He kind of did, but on his own terms.
Yep.
Because Sean and Henry had a falling out eventually. But when the series starts, you know, Sean is actually back. And it's set in Santa Barbara, California. And Sean, although it was filmed in Vancouver, British Columbia. So they find themselves, Sean is back in Santa Barbara, and Henry is, of course, is living there in the house that Sean grew up in, and Sean gets in a bind, and he busts out.
A psychic.
Yes. Okay, and I know Miley keeps saying it that way.
It's not, they literally tell you the first episode, so it's not bad.
No, it's, well, you know, it's not, that's
he's not a real psychic, he just claims to be one, because he's super
hyper-observant.
Yes.
His dad trained him so well. He's so hyper-observant. He sees so many things on so many levels. And yes, so this is all divulged in the first episode, so it's not like a real spoiler.
Yeah.
And
so that's cool.
So yeah, but he's, you know, a smartass and likes to smart aleck, and he likes to just kind of coast through life, and you know, he's kind of a man child. Not kind of, he is a man child
with his best friend Gus.
Although Gus is more straight laced, and
but Gus is also kind of a man child.
A little bit,
a
little bit.
A scaredy cat is so funny.
But you definitely see their character development from episode 1 all the way through movie 2.
It's not like a gigantic character development like Steve from Stranger Things, but it's like you can see it.
That's so random that you pulled that one out of the hat.
Because his character development is... Okay, I'm getting off topic.
Yeah, way off topic. But, so yes, there is definite character development, but they always maintain that funny, goofy kid playfulness,
which is hilarious.
And I love it. And I hope that they do many, many more movies to come. And they said, hey, as long as the fans want it, they'll keep putting it out so the fans want it. Even if it's just for the two of us, which I know it isn't, because there's the psychos are what the fans are called. The fandom.
I like that name.
The fandom.
Oh, you're using words.
Oh, feel so special that I'm using words about fandoms and stuff.
So I have another question.
Okay,
this is a terrible lead into it, but okay. What do you have any episodes that really stand out to you that you just love these episodes, or like your favorite episode maybe, or like is there any episode where it just comes to your mind?
Oh, well, I can think offhand that there's like two episodes I really wasn't. Like, I was like, I don't like watching those again.
Can you say?
I can. It was the one that was like, I can't think of the name of the episode offhand. It was the one in the woods where it's like, no, I don't mind Bigfoot. Bigfoot was odd. The Bigfoot episode was also kind of funny.
Okay.
No, it's the one set at the summer camp. That's kind of a riff on like
Bunks.
No, not Bunked. This is not like Disney Channel. No, it's kind of a riff on Friday the 13th.
Oh, so obviously you don't like it.
It's not one of my favorites. I'll watch it once in a while, but no, it wasn't one of my favorites. And then also the one that was kind of a riff on the...
Here's Johnny.
No, that one's actually funny. So actually, we should... clarify. So another fun thing that they did in the show was they actually did
riffs.
It was riffs or like kind of a joke episode on a certain thing. So like there was an episode, different movies, classics. Different classic movies, TV shows. So there was, you know, one that was kind of a riff on Friday the 13th. There was one that was The Shining, Twin Peaks. And actually they had people who had been actors in Twin Peaks in the Dual Spires episode. So you like the play on words there too.
Yeah.
So they're cool. Each episode, not each and every episode, but a lot of episodes had like a very specific theme, which was super clever in my opinion and had to be super fun to make. And just cause you get it, you know, they got to, you know, it feels like it is every actor's or every kind of kid's fantasy to, oh, I get to do this today, you know, this specific episode, or I get to, you know.
I get to jump over like 10 chairs.
Yeah.
That
right.
Can I just say what my favorite
is? What's your favorite episode? I'm trying to think of what my favorite is.
Come on. You know what mine is. I always talk about it. I'm always like, this is my favorite episode.
Remind me. Because I kind of suck apparently. And can't think of it offhand.
Can I say it? Can I say it?
What? Oh, I guess. Okay. Say it.
Sean Gets Shot is my favorite episode ever. It's so good.
It's a good episode.
So good. I don't know why I like it. It's not my I don't know if it's my favorite episode, but it's definitely up there in like the top five.
So obviously she's not thrilled that Sean got shot.
But the episode is just like.
But it's just a really
good episode. And it's not episode. Like as funny.
Right, it's a little bit on the more serious side, but
it's still
it definitely
funny.
Has plenty of
like the
funny.
Car sequence is my favorite.
Yes,
that is so funny.
Yes,
and it's just
Which is that like just that one sequence in that episode. They even reference it. They're like, "This is like Fast and the Furious." So
which people guest star in that episode too? It's dang it, I forgot his name. Well, it's the guy who's
in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
The guy who plays Gunther?
Xandu. No.
Yes. Gunther.
Xandu. Wait.
No. Yes.
Xanadu. No.
No. There's a guy.
Yondu.
Yondu. There
I'm
you
sorry.
Go.
I yelled. I'm sorry for your ears if you have headphones on. But
nice.
I'm sorry. It's Yondu. My brain is just somewhere else today.
It's Xanadu. Sharp. Xanadu. No. Wrong thing.
The guy who plays Yondu is in
that episode. So yeah, it's kind of fun when she, you know, is introduced to new characters. I'm like, oh, do you know this person? You would have seen him in this, or we'll see someone in a psych episode and then we'll have seen him in something else. And so it's just kind of fun for us.
Isn't it the guy who voiced, if you've seen our Tangled episode, who voiced Flynn's dad?
Oh, he's in...
in an episode.
And I keep blanking on his name and I feel really bad. He is in the show Burn Notice. He was, you know, part of the main cast of the show Burn Notice, and which was actually, ironically enough, also a USA Network show.
Wow.
And he was in an episode of Psych. And actually, that's the other episode that I don't like. Well, I love that actor, but it's the one where it's like Gus is going through like therapy or it's a dream with the zombies.
That episode's weird.
I didn't really... I love that actor a lot. And
I do not like that
episode. But I'm not a... I just... And I think it's just because I, in general, don't care for like scary movies, scary themed stuff. And it wasn't scary per se.
Is this the same episode? The episode that has... Sorry, I'm like talking a million
that's okay.
miles an hour.
It wasn't that, that you know, it was super scary, but it just... I like the more full-blown comedy.
Is that the same episode with like the weird people on the farm?
Yes.
I don't like that episode.
Yes, that is.
The weird people on the farm just kind of like...
creep you out?
No, they just make me uncomfortable. I'm just like, why are you here?
Bruce Campbell, there. Bruce Campbell was in that episode. He's the one who played the like the psychoanalyst mm-hmm. who was trying to help Gus.
Yes.
Although that could have all been a dream.
Do you have a favorite episode?
Do I have a favorite episode? Oh, gosh. There are many to choose from.
Is there one that just like comes to mind right away? You're like, oh, I love this one.
You know, there's the one that I love. I mean, I love so many, but I love the outtakes actually at the end of this one. The Romeo and Juliet episode.
What does that happen?
That's the one where Sean does karate, or, you know, it's actually wushu. And he like, remember all the outtakes at the end where he's like jumping into the fence
and has
the wiggly sword. That's and
funny. That I love that.
Once in a while they have episodes at the end they'll show us outtakes, and
yeah,
every time they have like both of them, they've had outtakes with Sean and Gus fighting with the seatbelt. You know how you do the pull and it gets stuck and you're like okay and then breathe and then okay slowly.
That is from that episode.
Yeah, I know, but there was another one where it happened to Gus when he and Lassie teamed up for that one episode.
And yeah, and Sean and
Sean and Juliet teamed up. So yes.
Yeah, that's funny. The seatbelt quote. Whenever I do that with my seatbelt, I always quote Psych because that's where it comes from. I mean that's not where it comes from.
Right, because that just happens.
In my brain, it's where it comes from.
Right, it happens in life normally, and
but
it's comical.
Yes, there are so many like quotable moments in this show. I beg you to watch it.
I actually have a shirt that has
all the quotes.
Oh, actually, not quotes. It's a shirt. So Sean, another funny thing about
Sean
comes up in like every episode with a new nickname for Gus. And oh my God, you know the episode that one of the scenes that makes me die?
What?
Is remember when they pretend to be, it's actually one of the earlier episodes, and they pretend to be doctors, like veterinarians from another country, and they are pretending that Gus can only talk in like the kind of click click clack of the
you know? Oh my God.
And so it's like Sean and Gus have their own language even when they're being total goofballs.
Okay, what's his nickname?
And
can I tell him what the nickname is?
Lavender Gooms, Knickknack Paddywhack. I mean, literally, I have a shirt that has a nickname from probably every show.
We should have brought that in here.
And it's flipping hilarious. And studio. I mean, heck, you can even look it up on Amazon, or even just Google it about, you know, Gus's nicknames on Psych. And
what was the one today from today's movie? Something about poopy pants. Something poopy pants.
There was. I mean, they're like little kids, and that's kind of part of what makes it so funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a total bromance.
It's like the show can't take itself seriously.
Yes,
funny.
Which is great. Also because it's, you know.
Also a fun thing is if you're looking for a new Christmas movie, Psych, the movie number one, is a Christmas movie.
Technically speaking, it is, because it is set at Christmas time.
Just like Iron Man 2.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I can't say how much awesomeness is contained in these 8 seasons and 2 movies and Psych the Musical.
Yep.
And you just, if you have the ability to watch it on wherever you can find Peacock, it available.
Which is free.
Peacock is does free. Have a free level, but then there's also premium levels that you have to pay for.
Oh. Well, yeah. Is Psych on the free level?
I don't know, actually.
If it is, you have no excuse.
But also, if you're an Amazon Prime member, go watch it on Amazon Prime because it's still there as well. Or you can just buy it outright because it is definitely a good purchase because you'll want to watch it over and over again.
And I assume if you're watching this podcast, you've probably already heard of Psych.
Listening to it?
Dang it. I always say that. If you're listening to this podcast, you've probably already heard of Psych.
Because maybe.
Because you wouldn't have clicked on it unless you're like a... the very like, oh my gosh, they came out with a new episode, yay! But like,
dedicated fan, you mean?
Yes.
Maybe we have them and we just don't know it from our what the Anchor app says is our audience. But hey, you know,
watch Psych.
People listen. Some people, family, non-family,
you need to listen to us and watch it.
Thank listen you. To it. Listen, they can't see us.
Did I say see?
You said watch. And see.
What? No, I did not.
You did like three times. I'll play it back for you in a bit. So anyway, go watch it. Great show. Great family fun. Laugh a lot. Parents, if you are unsure, watch it first and you'll get a lot of laughs. And then you know what you are comfortable showing to your kids. So hope you enjoy it. Hope you watch it. And take care out there. Bye. So there you have it, some very similar perspectives and some very different ones. We hope that you enjoyed this episode as much as we did. Shout out to Miley for her stylings on the ukulele, and a big thank you to everyone listening. If you have questions, comments, or topic suggestions, please let us know through our social media. Thank you for listening, and we hope that you come back again.